Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
What an awesome God that we serve. Always awesome, always faithful, always good. And that is precious Khomu this afternoon. Awesome God. 12 minutes it is, just after 2 on 657 AM on Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. On Heart to Heart with me, Sibongile Mofokeng, with you up until 3 o'clock. And do remember that at 3 o'clock we will have Germany Johan Elsa with you on Something Else. Right now with me, Sibongile Mofokeng, talking about the power of oneness and achieving that power, the oneness. And I guess the fight is against oneness in marriage. I guess that's what the enemy is fighting against, and making sure that there's no oneness. And Muruti Khwadi, before we went to the news break, was talking about a heart-to-heart conversation. It shouldn't be like it's work, it's hard work. Because hey, when you listen to it, it's like, you are. Then when they say, Linyalo li wima, dikukuri monati. Linyalo li wima. You are like, oh, I was shumiwa kuru gamad. Kiasa chenza, you work really hard.
Yes. Yeah, heart to heart conversation. It shouldn't be seen or perceived as though it is a very difficult thing to do. It's an open conversation between yourself and, you know, your lover. Once you learn the aspect of having to freely being able to talk to your partner or your spouse, it increases chances to, you know, have that love being rekindled. And that's why I was talking about rekindling love. And I said it requires intentional efforts. Mm. We need to be intentional about that. And among other things that which we need to talk about, Sibongile, we must also be able to express our fears. We must be able to express our dreams. Yes, we must be able to express, you know, our spiritual reflections and touch base on the aspect of the intimacy as well. Let us be able to build in that quiet moment whereby both of us, you know, without cell phones, of course, at times, and without family members having to come. And that's why the importance of being able to go out, let's be together, let's talk, you know. And the more we do that, I'm able to share to you to say, I'm scared of 1, 2, 3. And then you assure me to say, no, don't be scared, I'm with you, and so on. Now, that's why we're talking about the honest heart-to-heart conversation.
I can imagine it would be very hard for a couple where not everybody's able to express themselves. And I wonder, how does it get to that point where a man says, I'm not going to share? Especially when you're talking fears now. I'm sure Nick's...
Yeah.
I can talk about anything,
but not fears.
I'm the man.
You know that problem. Men normally are comfortable sitting in their own caves. When you sit in your own cave, you are comfortable to digest whatever challenge that you are going through without your wife knowing what you are going through. The danger is that no one knows what you are thinking. No one knows the plans that which you want to take or you are about to take. No one knows whatsoever that you are facing at that time. So the space that is, you know, to be created, you know, of being able to freely express yourself. Normally, people, the culture would have told us to say, "Indoda aikali," man doesn't cry.
Yes,
but we are being denied, you know, a freedom whereby we want to release what is bothering us. And once you are denied that freedom, but a perception is created to say a man by nature is a very strong man. But deeply, Sibongile, let's look into that. Are we really strong? Emotions, when they strike, anger and hurt. When they strike, they don't say you are a man, you will be able to handle this pressure. And at the end, you will see the catastrophe, the results, you know, the problems
of not allowing
yourself to express yourself freely. So
how can we as women assist our spouses in that regard, Mfundisi Malungwane, so that we can at least at the end achieve this oneness that we are after?
It's so complex, but it needs wisdom.
Yeah.
As I said before, it is so important that the more you sit on the table, whether it's a breakfast or dinner, you need to have a way from point of view, you being the wife, to open up on few things.
Okay.
And try to press some of the areas which you see your husband doesn't want
with
to talk
wisdom.
About, with wisdom, you know. And that wisdom is the one that's going to encourage the man to come up.
Okay.
You know, for instance, let me put this one, which is rough.
Yeah.
You know, your wife comes across a man and a man proposes her, you know. Then she comes and talked about it to say, you know what, I came, such a man came and proposed me, you know. And then, but along the way, when you feel like anjani, you know, sometimes some of these opposite sex, how do you, my husband, you know, this is where you bring him to say, yeah, hey, nami, hey. But hey, my wife, thank God I stood. You know.
Okay.
This is how you bring in these conversations.
Okay.
You know. And then the husband then has a way of coming up, you know, though he may not come up the way you want him. But the more steady but sure as you press.
Slowly but surely.
Yes, as you press these buttons.
Yeah.
Let me make another simple example with me. You know that in the church, you know, women always come to the pastor more than men.
Yeah.
You know?
Yes.
But before my wife was employed, she had a different perspective to say, it's like they want to get me. You know? So she didn't understand that one. You know? But when she began to work, and she's working in the government, so sometimes they must fetch them early in the morning by Ubers, and it's men that are fetching them. Now she's beginning to see the other picture of saying, no, man, I need to trust my husband much as he must trust me when I'm out there with other men. And fortunate where he works, he's surrounded by most men more than women.
Sure.
Now the understanding, when we sit down and talk now, the differences, it becomes so rich. We are able to talk out this thing what Muruti Kwadia said, heart to heart.
Yeah.
And we are able to deal with these differences. Now, trust becomes more powerful now. So whether she's there or not, she can trust me now. She knows that, no, my husband cannot. I'm sitting here, I know my wife cannot. You know, so these conversations, you bring them into the table, steady but sure. And as we know that some may not be completely so, but trust becomes the main thing there.
Yeah.
That I can trust my husband and I can trust my wife. And then immediately when that happens, now this intimacy that we're talking about or oneness become more powerful, you know. And now this conversation comes. So it's so important that in the sitting, most of the time when you talk, you need to bring these things slowly but surely.
I believe men are complaining about how we put things out there.
Yeah.
That creates a
yes.
Then the doors are closed.
Yes.
No more talking because of the way a woman would present. So season ladies, your speech with salt.
Ladies will normally say, let us talk.
Yeah.
We need to talk.
Talk.
And once you say we need to talk,
oh, hell break loose.
I'm going to call Muruti Malungwane and say, my brother, where
can we
are
go?
You? Can we go somewhere? Yes.
And that's what they do. Eh?
Yeah. But just to add on what Muruti Malungwane is saying, ladies, you can help men by practicing what we call attuned listening. In attuned listening, we are talking about, you know, harmonious understanding or listening. This aspect, it helps us to say, don't listen because you want to answer. Listen because you want to understand, so that you are able to help your partner. At times, the mistake that people will do, they want to listen because they are ready to fire an answer. But I say the culture normally taught us to say a man by nature is strong. Because of that, as men, we are not able to freely can express how we feel, you know, because we too get fears. We really get scared. We go through tough situations, and we want to relate this experiences to my wife. But if my wife is not going to be able to listen with understanding, so that she can support me, so that she can plant something, and I am going to be feeling that I am now being developed and built by my wife. In the absence of that, now I create the wall to say, I rather go out komajiteng and, you know, phone Muruti Malungwane and say, man, where are you? Let's go and, you know, chisanyama and so on, and sit there the whole night and go back in the home, you know, at night. Now, let us be assisted as well by way of being able to, you know, understand whatsoever without even judging, to say, you are a man, but you are scared of this challenge. You are a man, win daughter, but you are not able to do this and that. Once you mention that, then at the end of the day, I withdraw. You see, so that is a challenge. Let us come to a point whereby we also learn to do things together. Muruti Malungwane spoke up about something, and I would call that to say, let us be able to reclaim shared services. And shared services, I mean, he spoke about cooking together. Yes, as we do that, we can have a heart-to-heart conversation. Let's have and develop that understanding of walking out. Let us just take a walk out to the spaza shop and buy something. And while we are do that, we know that we are also encouraging oneness.
I hear a cry for what now the netizens, those on TikTok, on Facebook, they're talking about a safe space. So men are crying for a safe space. He needs to know that I'm safe. I'm not going to be embarrassed. I'm not going to be belittled. I am safe. This is my peace. This is where I can just express myself. And so, meaning that in how we approach the matter as women, we'll assist him to, and will assist us to have that safe space for each other.
I think the most important thing is that when people are not prepared well before they marry,
that's where the problem is. Yeah.
Because immediately you marry, your wife becomes the best friend. And I don't think if you gel very well with each other, the moment to spend limajita won't be there. It will be there because it's communicated. You will be given a space to say, "Gina kwa majita fandah."
Maratavula pisa majita onzori. Hey, media kada.
Hey, you know. So you need to grow to a point. You as a man know how to handle yourself. You know, because you are no more a single person. And now we are kwa majiteng. The second thing that needs to happen, you need to go get a little bit out of single majita and try to have more time with married majita, because now your life is around there.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, now you get out of this single majita, whom when you talk about, hey, guys, it's shama, but you want to match. You know, you want to enter yenzile.
You're in prison.
Yeah, you're in prison. You know, we used to have all night long with you. But immediately now, you need to be retracting from this single man, surrounding yourself with married men, so that in turn you understand where you come from now. When you talk about your wife, this one understands, and you
understand.
You're
not alone in this.
You're not alone in this thing. You understood, you know. Yeah. You can have conversations that are very effective because you are married. But immediately if you get out of married jitters, you are going to my jitters and nyalang, then you are going to have a problem there. Sure. And most of the young people today, they've got that same problem to say, when your wife says, no, you know what, I'm worried about how you spend time, lima jitali because I nyal, then it becomes an inch to say, unkreile lebon, and again ababa, you know. And you know, it's a matter of now, because you are married, adjust and be able to know to meet with other men who are married, to build yourself now, to be a man now who's going to be responsible and be able to be a man that God designed, you know, to be, and a husband and a father to your kid, because you are no more a single person. Yeah. So the biggest mistake right there, Sesbongile, is when a married man spend time with single guys, then that's going to create a big problem, and that's disconnect. That's the one going to disconnect.
So does it matter that they're just single, or you can have single but believing in marriage?
Yes.
Okay.
And but you must work at it. You must work at it to go out, because if you don't go out, I'm telling you, you're going to have problems.
Oh, you will remain with a single-minded. No. Even with yourself, you are still single.
Yes.
In your mind.
In your mind. Yeah.
And the conversations there, some that they are not accommodating you as a married person. They don't accommodate you. But so that's why then the little time with singles should be very minimal.
But your best friend should be your wife, your husband.
Your husband, your wife, or it must be your best friend. And most friends now should be married men, where you can come, even if when you are disturbed at home, I'm able to talk to Khwadi. Hey, I came across such a problem in my house, and Khwadi is able to talk to me to say, no, man, this is what you should do, man. This is your wife. He encourages me. Mm. Unlike my chita singing at the ring, I'm fit.
Sibongile, oneness is possible.
Okay.
And that's where we are going, to say it is possible, even for those that are going through tough times, it is possible for them to reach oneness.
All right, it's possible for us to reach oneness. Murdu Khadi has said it today, where it is possible. But I love the way you are approaching it. You're not scaring us. You sit there at weddings and you're like, do I really want to get married?
Oh, yeah.
Yo. This is either it's going to be boring, or it's either going to be, I remember asking my mom at some point, and I said, Mom, doesn't it get boring after a while? You know, my mom's like, no, it gets more exciting. I'm like, really? Because of what you hear. What you hear. Okay, let's take a break. And then, we are still, we will come back to the break. Let's do it, Busi.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
And that is Tsidi Nosenga, and the title of the song, The Name of Jesus. Family-owned Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. You're on 657 AM. You can talk to us. The lines are open on 012-334-1322. Ubabunkosi said, this is a very serious topic. Don't worry, you can remain anonymous. We won't say anything. We will understand. And you can even send us a WhatsApp on 082-657-2729. It's 082-657-2729. You can also call in. I did give out the number 012-334-1322. 012-334-1322. Our SMS line 37871. 37871. So how often should the couple be checking in? How often should they be having these heart-to-heart talks? Every day? Once in a week?
I think it depends on each couple. Okay. How they want them to be. Mm. Personally, as I'm sitting here, they happen spontaneously now.
Yeah.
You know, as we drive with my wife yesterday, we went to Davyton. So all the way from home, we spark an issue.
Mm.
We start talk about it,
yeah.
You know. And then when we come back, we went to a shop, buy samosa, we stayed there.
Mm.
And we started this heart-to-heart talking.
Mm.
So as you grow, they happen spontaneously now.
Mm.
It's not something that you can plan to say on this day or on this day. Oh. Others, they plan them. But the more you grow, they become spontaneous.
Yeah.
You know, it's not something that now you need to plan. No, they come spontaneous. If there's something serious, just before we sleep sometimes, we're sitting there on the bed and we start talking about this thing that is serious, even before we sleep, you know?
Yeah.
So, but young couples, as they grow, I think Muruti Khwadi will tell his experience.
Mm.
I think this is where then, because if two people are too busy, this is where then they need to make time.
Then
for
the
talk.
Marriage suffers, yeah. If they're too
yeah,
busy.
Yeah, they're too busy. So they need to make sure they make time now to say, no, on this day, on this time, let's talk. Let's make this thing to happen, you know. Otherwise, if they keep on being too busy without giving it time, then it becomes...
It might separate them?
It might separate them at the end of the day because they are not building on it. And I like what Khwadi said. To be intentional in this oneness, it's very, very key and important. Because if they're intentional, they'll make sure that in their busy schedule, they don't deprive themselves.
There's an us time.
Yeah. There must be us time within the busy schedule. It's very important.
Mm.
Yes, very important, and it must happen spontaneously. It's correct. I agree. I want to bring in another aspect, Sponyile, to say timing is key. It's very much important. Knowing which, you know, discussions to be conducted at what time or where. You know, it's very much important. For instance, you cannot discuss a personal matter between yourself and your spouse in the midst of your friends and so on. As much we are encouraging a heart-to-heart conversation, yeah. And open discussion, but we need to check the timing as well. And, you know, the mistake that other people will do, particularly Abu Mama, they would normally, you know, wait until we go to bed, and when the father or a man starts to initiate something, and the lady will say, let us talk. Now, timing is very much important, and we need the wisdom as well to know at what time or which place to address which issues, which topics to deal with, because if we don't have that timing, and most of the problems that which we see in a number of, you know, relationships is, you know, lack of applying wisdom. If you lack to apply wisdom, at times it is not that men are not able to engage in deep conversation, but the wisdom might be a barrier there to say, if you don't have that wisdom to deal with this aspect, then it might cause other problems.
Now I've heard others saying, when he sees his friends, I were too much.
It's true.
So you find they want to address the matter now.
Yes.
Because yo. So how do we deal with that? You wait until you get home, you're like, Nala. When you're with your friends, you're too much.
Yes, it's important. What Muruti Khwadi was saying, knowing the time, being how to deal with things, because normally some of these things they spark within the fellowship of friends, and others get an opportunity to bring out their grievances within friends, thinking friends can sort the thing that is happening to us. So it's very important to have that timing, to say, when I'm with other people, I respect my husband, irrespective of whatever has happened at home, but I cannot just spill my beans when friends are there. So
the couple should be agreeing to say, no, today we can talk to our friends about this.
Do you get what I'm saying? Okay. Yes. Yes, they must agree. It's like when there's a conflict, you know, there must be agreement. You mustn't just see people popping in your house called by your wife without your agreement. It causes another fire. But when you agree to say, seeing that we don't come into a point of resolving this problem, how about inviting so-and-so to come and talk to us? So there's this very weakness or tendency of especially from the women point of view to say when they've got an issue that they cannot resolve, they want to call people to come to resolve the issue without having informed the husband.
Silently.
You just see people popping into your house and you're like, and then what's up, guys?
So the other one is not protected.
Yes. Clearly. No, I you know, in the morning we're fighting about 1, 2, 3. So I saw that they must come in and intervene, and without the knowledge of the husband. So it's important that the two people need to agree, because the main aim is oneness.
That's correct. Okay.
And it's possible.
Okay. A family member writes in, Lenny. Hi, Lenny. Says, my dear sister and brothers, I also only later understood what the Lord meant in the book of Hebrews when he said the marriage bed is holy. It doesn't mean we may not enjoy our marriages. It means that Jesus has sanctified that Adam and Eve lost at, or what Adam and Eve have lost at the fall in Eden. So at the end of the day, enjoy.
Yeah.
Enjoy.
Enjoy.
Yeah, we need to enjoy in this union.
Okay, so we can live, it continues on the other side. So we can live joyfully and drink joyfully from the wells of Jesus' salvation. I think the, is it the raw or the new would say in Isaiah, or the, I'm not quite sure what that is, Isaiah 12, it would say we can drink with joy from the wellspring of Jesus. So if Jesus is centered in that marriage, as him as the anchor, being number one. Okay, shalom, my queen and your guest. How do I convince my husband to go for counseling? We really struggle with conflict resolution.
Yeah, that is a difficult one, Swongile. We normally get this challenge to say, I am ready and I want us to go out and, sit to talk to someone else. But unfortunately, my husband does not allow. You know, if the husband does not allow, we really need to engage in wisdom. First, I would say, let's pray about that, because having to force your husband for the counseling will never yield fruits. It remains a challenge till today. And, you know, counseling sessions that which I had where a husband would normally come because he has been forced, they don't normally participate. They will just keep quiet, or they are just going to be rude, and, you know, things will tend to be somehow. That actually remains a challenge. Let's hope to say, while you engage with your husband, finally, the Lord will assist in that situation.
All right. Mufundisi Malungwane, what do you want to say?
As Khwadia said, it's very, very difficult. From my personal experience, women who have tried to bring their husbands into counseling,
yes,
normally they are strained. And I don't know whether Khwadia has made a research. And those are the marriages that end up not building this oneness.
Okay.
Those are the marriages that are on cracks. Some of them, we call them slow punch marriages, because the husband doesn't want to come to the party. He feels that going to counseling is an embarrassment. Mm. And so women always take a part. But when you see a husband being the one that initiates the marriage, most of those marriages survive.
Okay.
Because women are easily to understand more than men. I wonder if you've seen that, Mrute
Khwadi. Yeah.
But most of the time, if it's women, it becomes so difficult, because men have got this ego and pride of saying, I cannot be led by a woman, even if a woman wants the counseling. So it's one of the most difficult ones. And the only advice personal I have, women in such a circumstance, one of the most powerful thing is to find wisdom and continue to pray and trust God at the end of the day that the marriage will stand. Because immediately if the husband refuses counseling, conflicts continue without being resolved.
Yeah, just to add something there, Spongile.
Yes,
in that situation, we normally encourage, let's say it is a lady or a woman, we say you are, you know, free to go for counseling because it will build you, it will strengthen you. Even though we do encourage that a husband and wife, they should go together for counseling. But in a case whereby it is not possible for a husband to be part, let a woman be the one who will go so that he will be strengthened even in terms of the psychological, you know, aspect and also spiritual aspect to get support.
A family member says, I need help in my marriage. We live in separate individuals due to many issues that have been there for years. My husband is not sharing finances with me and he doesn't want me to work. That's number one. And I'm begging to have remnant and all other stuff related to me. Surprisingly, he knows and does not care.
I think right there, let's go back to what Muruti Khwadi said. Maybe the biggest question should be, are these people believers? That's number one. Are they born again? You know, because if they are born again, then one way or the other, because of these issues, even though separated, the minister need to be involved. Where if he could get an access to talk to this man so that he may share what makes him not to be able to share with this woman. And the second thing, there's loss of interest here. This person, what he started, he doesn't want to be responsible enough and take care of what he started. Remember what you said, Sibongile, from the beginning. This is the man who hunted this woman.
Yeah.
And this woman is in now. This man doesn't want to take responsibility.
He has to continue.
Now, from what he's doing and not taking care of this woman, this it's a crack. And if not closed, the person now suffering is the woman. Sure. And now it's a big problem. But if they are born again, I think one way or the other, there should be someone who can talk to this man privately so and try to find out what is the problem.
So in this instance, should she also be getting counseling for herself?
Yes, okay. Yes, and state the reasons. But it should be man to man here.
No. I was talking about the woman herself because I wonder if the husband would even want to.
Yes.
But for herself, should she also be getting help?
Yeah,
for
I think
big time.
I think it is important
time.
For the lady to get someone that she can talk to.
Okay.
And also the question is that I hear that she's not working and the husband does not allow her to work and does not even support her. But what happens if she, you know, goes and look for a work? Will there be a divorce there, or somebody will die, or what's going to happen? We are simply saying, you know, we are not called to control or to be, to control other human beings. If the husband is working but is not supporting the affairs of the family, it becomes a strain and it drains the entire family.
And he said he doesn't want her to work.
And yes, he does not want her to work, which it becomes a problem because her needs are not met. And because of that, then it becomes a problem that is going to be leading to passive aggression and even outright conflicts. So counseling is very vital, where she's going to be developed and strengthened to be given a new idea to say, it is okay for you to go out and look for a work so that you are able to take care of yourself.
Okay, so she does need that. Our time has flown. I think we are left with a couple of minutes. And I would like us to take a moment and pray, but I would like us to have the closing words for our couples.
Right.
Pastor Malungwen.
I think it's our prayer through God's grace and help to do things the way God wants us to.
Yeah.
I must say to men, they must think deep, because the Bible emphasizing us to love our wives as Christ loved the church and died for it. We have a very powerful task here, mm-hmm. to love we as husbands, so that love is the one that's going to convince our wives to humble themselves. That's what I want to say, so that this oneness, it's possible to be built from that point.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, on my side, Sponyile, Ephesians chapter 5, verse number 28 says, in the same way, husbands should love their wives as their own bodies. He who loves his wife loves himself. Verse 29 tells us, for no one has ever hated his own flesh, but nourishes and cherishes it, just as Christ does to the church.
Amen.
And the concluding words, I would say, let us maintain our relationship according to God's principles.
And build a oneness.
Amen.
Oh, thank you so much for coming through and ministering to our couples, ministering to marriages out there, and even us who are single, who desire to be married one day.
Yes.
Thank you so much. For people seeking help, how can they get hold of you, Pastor Malungwane?
My phone is 082-452-7387. And if they want to get me, the email is archie.malung@gmail.com.
Thank you, sir. Pastor Kwadi?
I am on Facebook. It's PS Ernest Ezekiah Kwadi. And my number is 082-470-6408.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to ask, I'm not quite sure who will take it this time around, to pray. Oh, Muritu Kwadi says, Pastor Archibald Madungwane should lead us in prayer, where we're praying for our couples. Can we take them to the Lord in prayer?
Yes. Father, we come before you,
Jesus,
in the mighty name of Jesus. In these very challenging times, we trust you, God, who has promised not to leave nor forsake us. We pray, Lord, for marriages, and we pray your spirit and power to be the one that enables, O God, husbands and wives out there to can stand. We speak against all the spirits, Lord, that are taking families. In the mighty name of Jesus, we speak again, O God, against some of the laws, Father, that brings these conflicts within marriages. We say, Lord, be God. Lord, we thank you. We present all of these couples and marriages before you, and we pray for those who are experiencing, oh God, disconnection, that you, God, you will reconcile them. Father, we've prayed and we thank you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
And amen. Thank you so much, Pastor Archibald Malungwane, for coming to minister to our couples. Ah, what an awesome time we just had in the presence of the Lord. And, you know, with some humor. So thank you so much, Muruti Malungwane. And thank you, Pastor Ernest Kwadi, for also coming through and ministering, taking time to just come and ministering to God's people. May God awesomely keep keeping you, and have yourselves a beautiful one.
Amen. Thank you so much.
Amen, Bongi. Thank you.
And family, I'm signing out, leaving you with the sounds of Bill and Gloria Gaither featuring Joy Garden. And the title of the song is Love of God. May it also be the love that gives us strength and teaches how to love our spouses. I believe that we can, and we know how to do it, when we are connected with that love, which is the agape love. Alrighty then, my family, let's meet again tomorrow, same time, same place. I love you. Have a beautiful, beautiful one.
Masim to me is a hokonge tawe ngo 5 o'clock ekuseni no ayanda nenem. Siyathandaza, siyadumisa, sitya ilizwi nobungqina uKristu. Let's praise him. Ku Radio Pulpit 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit in collaboration with Need Pray is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
Add your voice to ours. We want to hear from you. Contact us at gospel@radiopulpit.co.za or send a WhatsApp to 082-657-2729. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.